A rhetorical question, my friends. Is there a single symphonic work by Mahler that does not feature a march of some kind? And given his naturally morbid inclinations, oh, check this out. I've got to tell you this story. One of the favorite childhood games of the surviving Mahler children was to stage elaborate funerals. No surprise, given the average shelf life of their siblings. Given Mahler's morbid inclinations, it should come as no surprise that so many of his symphonic marches are funeral marches. Oh, let's sample a few. From the genuinely twisted funeral march of Symphony No. 1. Mahler, Symphony No. 1, Movement 3, Funeral March, 1888. To the grisly and ghastly March of the Dead in the Symphony No. 2. March of the Dead, Symphony No. 2, Movement 5, 1894. To the numbed and agonized funeral march that initiates the Symphony No. 5. Mahler, Symphony No. 5, Movement 1, Funeral March, 1902. To the inexorable march of fate and death that begins Symphony No. 6. Mahler, Symphony 6, Movement 1, The March of Fate,